you can't do everything. Your team has limited time, limited budget, and limited attention. So how do you decide which equipment gets the premium care and which gets the basics? This is where criticality analysis comes in, a systematic way to rank your assets by importance. Imagine two identical pumps. Same make, same model. Pump A feeds the main reactor. If it fails, the entire plant stops. 100,000 euros per hour in lost production. Pump B is a backup for a utility system. If it fails, you switch to the other backup and fix it next week. Same equipment, completely different consequences. Criticality analysis captures this difference. Criticality is assessed across three dimensions. First, safety and environment, what happens to people and the planet if this asset fails? Second, production and operations, what's the impact on output? Does the whole plant stop, or just one line? Third, repair cost and complexity, how expensive and time-consuming is it to fix? Use a simple 1-5 scoring system. Safety impact, 5 means potential fatality, 1 means no safety impact. Production impact, 5 means total plant shutdown, 1 means no production impact. Take the highest score across all dimensions. How to run the assessment? Define your scope, start with one area or your top 100 assets. Gather the right people, operations, maintenance, safety. Score together, the discussion is as valuable as the score. Document and communicate, the ranking is useless if it sits in a spreadsheet. Use the results to drive different maintenance strategies. High criticality A-class assets get predictive maintenance, full spare parts stocked, priority response. Medium criticality B-class assets get preventive maintenance on recommended schedules. Low criticality C-class assets run to failure may be acceptable. Review annually. Criticality isn't static, things change. Download our free criticality assessment template at reliox.org.